Betting on sports can be hard, but hiring Morgan & Morgan is easy. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. They have over 100 offices nationwide and more than 1,000 lawyers. Their fee is free unless they win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/bestbets or dial pound law, pound 529 from your cell phone. That's forthepeople.com/bestbets. This is a paid advertisement.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two, a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. However you take it, in, I appreciate it. Gil Alexander right here on the numbers game, live from Circa. Kelly back next week. He's enjoying his time off. Happy holidays to him, and happy holidays to you and yours. Happy New Year also. Getting your New Year's plans together, I'm sure. Make it a safe New Year's. I'll be here. By the way, Kelly and I will be here New Year's Eve morning. We'll be here New Year's Day. Talking college football, of course, first and foremost on those 2 days. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Jason McKinney, you keep making a great point for Lamar Jackson, but remember all the comments from your top 10 Christmas songs. Not sure which comments you're referring to. The ones where they love the songs or the ones where they didn't like the songs. It's just my list, right? It's my list. I don't care what anybody else says. By the way, that South Florida ricochet field goal at the end of regulation made me use some not-so-nice words. I know, Jason, me too. Mortal locks. By the way, the announcers had no idea it doinked in off the goalpost. Did you notice that as well? They're like, hey, game-tying field goal. It doinked in. Mortal locks. Happy Hanukkah, Gilly, for the second night of Hanukkah. Tennis is back. Yes, tennis just around the corner in earnest with the Australian Open. That's the thing with the tennis season, unlike golf. When tennis comes back, they're like, Grand Slam. Let's go. Matt Trudel, Survivor, your piece is on the Bears, right? Yes, we're going to get into that with Crack momentarily. Scott C., happy Hanukkah. Gil, happy Hanukkah to you too, Scott, if you celebrate. And GV, New Jersey, New York, as someone who went to Ohio State, yes, we are completely insane about the Michigan thing, myself included. But that's the thing about college football. Rivalries matter so much more. We have no idea how to comprehend the dichotomy of both losing to Michigan and winning a natty, if that is to be. Yeah, that's what makes it interesting. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Unscripted with the Crack Man, Bill Krakenberger. Yes, the remix. Let this run, guys. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Morning.
Look at that music in the background. Best intro in the game.
It is. For sure.
Can we jack that up a little bit, guys? Anymore? No? No? Okay. I guess not. How you doing, man? Good to see you yesterday. Merry Christmas.
Good to see you. Happy holidays.
Happy holiday.
Yeah. Andy Williams, I think that is.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Original.
I like holiday music.
I do.
I'll listen to it for about 10 days, and then that's it.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
But it's a thing.
It is.
I love Christmas songs. Yeah. I did a whole top 10 list the other day, man.
It's really hard during football, basketball season to listen to anything. I don't listen to really a lot of music during the season, but I love music though. I'm a giant music fan.
Oh yeah,
like you gave me I was looking at some notes on my phone. You gave me a show, Yacht Rock or something.
Yacht Rock Doc on Doc. HBO Max. Like,
I'll get to that.
Yeah,
when the season's over.
Is it HBO Max or Netflix? I forget now.
Yeah, I'll get to it. How about Netflix showing the game? I didn't even know yesterday.
Yeah.
So Netflix showed the games yesterday.
That's correct.
And tonight Amazon, right? Is that the way?
That's right. Amazon tonight.
So you have to pay to watch these games. Ew. And you get commercials. There was commercials during you pay a fee for Netflix. You pay a fee for Amazon Prime.
Well, the NFL paid one for yesterday's games. Talking about this earlier. They paid $150 million for the rights to each of those two games yesterday. And it is already, the numbers are in, already the second most popular live thing in Netflix history, with over 200 different countries tuning in to watch the first game at some point. One-third of all of Netflix's global subscribers tuned in to watch the first game. There's 282.7 million paid global subscribers, which means a third of those are 94.23 million subscribers were tuned into that Chiefs-Steelers debacle, because it was a blowout and Mike Tomlin was waving the white flag. Think about that. 94.2 million human beings on Earth. We're watching that thing yesterday.
That's unbelievable. I mean, just to think about, my brain works so different than many. Not that I'm so much smarter. It doesn't take an amazing Kreskin to come up with this. You just said a word. 280-some million.
Yeah.
That means that Netflix is making billions of dollars per month.
Oh, bro. Holy moly. And by the way, people are going to say, well, what are you talking about? A Super Bowl? Yeah, but this is a rando Week 17 game that just is a standalone. And I get it. It's supposed to be against, it's on paper. It's two good teams, but the game turned out to be a disaster.
Yeah, it's funny. I came in this space, in many spaces, and even when I was here, if you remember, I turned my phone to you and said, I bet Baltimore -195 to win the division.
Mm-hmm.
The next week, Baltimore lost, Pittsburgh won. I could have took 180. I was like, oh, God. I just was saying how bad I thought Pittsburgh was going to be and how they were going to run bad because they were – obviously, they had really tough games. So I was an idiot. But and actually, it's coming out to now I'm a favorite laying to 195.
Listen, Baltimore just has to win, and Baltimore wins the AFC North. I have had Baltimore as my number one power rated team for not most of the season, but for the last 3 weeks when Detroit was unseeded. I've always had Baltimore in the top two or three. I think they're great. Kansas City obviously has Patrick Mahomes. He could take it at any point. But in terms of Baltimore versus Pittsburgh in the AFC North, we always knew the gauntlet was coming for Pittsburgh, the schedule at the end of the season.
Yeah.
And you add in the Mike Tomlin shenanigans the last 3 weeks, and that is you're not going to win football games with that combination. And so, they got Cincinnati there last week. They could finish 10-7 when all is said and done, which would be the Tomlinist thing to do, which is, just barely get by that old never had a losing season thing.
You know that week 18, people don't know this, and I'm sure a couple guys will get upset me saying it. Ooh, that's a great week for betting. It's a great week for props. It's a great week to be a Monday morning. I set my alarm for 5 a.m. anyway, but Monday mornings is a great morning to be able to bet. Now, granted, a lot of the lines are going up Sunday night, but the markets are, for 99% of the public, it's great, but the limits are so small, even here at Circa. Limits are so tiny.
Remember, though, there was a time when it was better, of course, as there is in so many things, but remember, correlated parlays used to be a big thing, but then
I even forgot about that because it's something you can't do now.
You can't do now because they've put them in two time slots, all the games.
But it's a good prop week, believe it or not, too.
If
you're in usually the first week and the last week of the season are great proposition weeks. Sometimes there's incentives too for the players, and that's pretty much common sense. But there's other areas where who's going to be rested, who's going to play limited. As long as you have those beat reporters and the inside guys.
That's right.
Yeah.
By the way, let me clarify what I was saying before. Let me explain. Now they have on week 18, the final week. For the last few years, they've done this. They have all the games in two time slots, and the NFL tries to put the games that could be correlated, meaning, NFC implications, AFC implications, they try as best they can to put them in the same concurrent time slot. So you can't really, if this happens, then later in the day, you want to bet this, and you'll be ahead of that line because it'll shift because that team won't have incentive. So they've kind of legislated that out as much as they could. You and I, yesterday, we ran into each other here. We're doing that Survivor Doc Part 2. You were kind enough to come just for that. I was watching the games here, and we learned from each other that we are oppo today in terms of the entries we are invested in. Yours is a Seattle Seahawks entry tonight.
Yes.
One of the 20 who are on the Seahawks in the $14.266 million Circus Survivor contest. And my entry that I'm invested in, it's not my entry, it's Jake Bensequin, co-founder of Profit, it's his entry. We're on the Bears.
Yes.
May the best man win.
Well, I'll just tell you, if I had a chance to do this over again and take 20, I took 20% of a team. There was 54 available. I took 20% of it, which meant it was like, I think it was like 266,000 or something. I could do the math in a second. But so I took 20% of a team at the time. And I bought it for a value of 200,000. So I bought 20% for 40,000.
Mm-hmm.
But however, the key was this team had one of the best paths along the way.
At that time. Yeah.
They had a great path to the finish line. And it just so happens that, and our path definitely won the way it should have. But
no one
everyone
else
won.
Yeah. No one else
you
lost.
You know, that first weekend after I bought, 29 people had the Chiefs. So versus the Raiders. The value would have went up. We would have lost more than half the field there if the Raiders knew how to, plan for a field goal.
Yeah. So that's the amazing thing about this game. That's what I was saying was as epic as the carnage was the first 5 weeks in the season, and it was historic, the fact that 98%+ of Survivor entries were gone the first 5 weeks of the season, we are unlikely to ever see that kind of carnage again. The stagnation of the last 5 weeks is just as epically historic.
Yeah.
Like, nobody has gotten, from the time you and I both invested, which is several weeks ago now, barely anyone has gotten knocked out. So what, you finish your thought. You were going to say
4 weeks ago,
if
I
you
invested,
had known this, you would never have entered in the first
place. 4 weeks ago, I invested with 54 people.
Yeah.
And, you know, here we are going into this week when everyone has is about equal chance to get through. I'll just say equal because all the games were 4 points or less this weekend. And as you can see, we lost five people, and the Ravens won pretty easily. And
down to 40 entries now, so each with an implied value.
I wouldn't have bought in.
Knowing what you know, of course not. Yeah,
because we basically have that much money on the line today. And, you know, the guys that are part of the team, they're good people. They're good guys. They're all part of a college alumni, and they every week they do the same text, and every week they get the same answer from me. What do you think this week, crack? I said, No. You guys got here without me. All the sharp guys like myself were out. We're out.
Yeah.
So
we don't even. By the way, we don't even on my side. We don't even ask. We don't tell. No.
Well,
nobody.
I have 20% of the team, so I guess that's the reason why. Yeah. You know. Which I'm partners, by the way. There's two of us partners in that. So now you have to think. Now that there's a tax value. You know, you have to pay 30% taxes.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even know. If you get a check, do they take the money out automatically? I don't even know. Like, you know, I never even asked. I don't think so, but cause I have my win losses that I write off every year. So.
Well, if the Bears do win tonight, it is. I mean, that'll be bad for you, but it would be a catapult for those of us who would be still alive, because that would knock it down from 40 to 20.
But I guess you're right. It knocks it down from 40 to 20. You know,
and then there's another week this weekend.
Sure. Yeah. And that's tough.
Got to get through that as well.
I'll tell you, now I see 4.5 popping up on the screen.
Yeah. Money coming in on the Seahawks.
Money coming in on Seattle. Can they really be 4.5? Can Geno Smith be 4.5 points on the road versus anybody?
I don't think so. I have a good feeling about the Bears tonight. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they've been playing terrible. I lost so many in a row, but
9 in a row, and somehow I feel good about it. I just do. Can't explain it. We'll come back. More with the Crack Man. Unscripted right here on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Sports Betting Network.
Hey, don't forget, bet Santa Anita opening day today. Get a $200 sign-up bonus, $25 risk-free bet. Bet the action from Santa Anita on Thursday, first race, 2 p.m. Eastern. If Mike Somich's best bet loses, get your cash back up to $25. You can watch live video, sign up now, use the promo code VSIN200. Sign-up bonus and a $25 risk-free bet. What is the Somich horse, guys, in my ear? Because the computer is froze here. What is his horse today that he's betting on, that everybody should bet on? No, they're not helping me out in my ear. What is it, senior officer? Yes, senior officer. Remember, if it loses, you get your cash back up to $25. That's at FirstBet, 1stbet.com. Check it out. Use promo code VSIN200. Sorry about that, by the way, guys. The computer freezer. By the way, we have tweets for you, Bill. Someone asked here, yo, this is Los Vegas 514. He says, yo, can you ask Crack how he enjoyed his Twitter Spaces debut? Hope he comes back in the future. Good to hear him on that platform.
Oh, yeah, I never did that before. I didn't even know what it was called until just now. That's what it's called when you go on live. It's called Twitter Spaces.
That's what it is.
I heard of that saying. I just didn't know what it was. So I went on for like 15 minutes before dinner the other night. And, it was pretty cool. You know, you get to talk to a group of people. There was about 100 people in there.
Okay.
And they can ask questions. You just do it on your phone live. Someone asked me to join him. Steve, I forget, he posted his posting name. I forget. Steve, sorry. So they asked me, hey, can you want to join us for a little bit? And there was a couple guys in there. And a couple speakers and a lot of good listeners. A lot of listeners that were in there, I knew the names. I actually went over them. And they can ask questions, anything they want. That's pretty good. A live thing where you can get in line to ask a question to someone that's a pro like myself or maybe one of the other speakers that were on there.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. Yeah.
Okay.
You ever do that?
Well, we just started doing the Megapod Live, but it's not really a Twitter Spaces.
Hold it. Is it Megapod Live? Does that mean there's people that are listening live?
Yes.
Can they ask any questions?
I'm sure they
can. Can they type the question?
I'm sure they can.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, we're not paying attention yet. We've only done it twice, sort of experimental. We didn't even announce it. We like five minutes before. We're like, well, hey, we're going
thanks
live.
Thanks for listening, whoever that was there.
We're going live in 5 minutes, that kind of thing. By the way, I was just mentioning the firstbet.com thing. Where you use promo code VSIN200 and you get a 20% rebate on your bets for the first 60 days up to $200. Our own Mike Somich betting on the number 4 horse, Senior Officer, which is running at the 8th race, the Malibu Stakes today. And you get up to $25 back if his bet does not win. So you should be betting Senior Officer in the Malibu Stakes today with the promo code VSIN200 as well. Do you bet horses these days?
I'm looking at the thing right now. It's a $200 sign-up bonus. So you actually get a $200 bonus to sign up?
If you use promo code VSIN200 at firstbet.com, 1stbet.com, use promo code VSIN200, you'll get a 20% rebate on your bets for the first 60 days up to $200.
Okay, you get a 20% rebate.
But if you're a new customer. New customers
can
get up to $25 back if Somich's best bet does not win today in the 8th race.
So, I mean, everyone should do it.
Everyone should do it.
Even if you don't bet horses.
That's right.
Everyone should do it. Sign up.
Yep.
And, you know, don't use one of your good emails, though. I'll tell you right now, they'll probably help you with emails, but you know, you sign up, you get and you get $25 risk free for this horse.
Yeah,
I have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
No, $25 just on back. GP. You gotta do it. It's just a sickness.
It's against your religion.
You
not
gotta
to do it.
Yeah, and then you can curse the guy dead if he loses the race. Yeah, no big deal.
Hey, look back to Survivor for a second. Are you definitely doing it again next year? One of the questions that was asked of me yesterday was, so do you think it'll get to 20 million next year?
No.
I don't think it will. I said I don't think so.
No.
And you know what? I wonder what your reason is. My reason is because the carnage was such this year.
That's right.
First 5 weeks. What it ended up creating was a large period of time where we talked about it a lot early. Then we went a lot of time without really talking about it that much. I would give updates, but I wouldn't really linger on it. And then once it gets to Thanksgiving, it's always interesting with the people that are left. And so you talk about it again because there's the hedging and all the strategy is a fascinating thing. But I think it will grow. Don't get me wrong. People want to play it, and it's still fun. It's still the greatest contest. But I don't think it'll quite get to 20 because I think there's a group that might ratchet it back.
Yeah. You know, I came in here after like week 3 or 4, after week 5 maybe. I was a little bit, like most of pros, were a little upset about all the money we invested. You know, we really shouldn't cry over spilt milk. Especially last year, I cashed out for like 40 grand on this thing. So... But I was like, God, all this carnage, I'll use your word. And I said, well, this is going to really piss off people that came here over the summer, you know, just to get a proxy, spent money on airfare, hotel room, meals, entry, and then they're out in the first week with Cincinnati. Like, people are going to be mad. They're not going to join again. But you jumped right in. You said, no, that's the game. You're in the moment now.
Yes.
But however.
I believe that.
And it's going to be bigger.
It's going to be bigger.
And it's the greatest contest on earth.
It's the greatest contest. It's going to be bigger because no one's going to care come August. They're like, of course
that's
I'm getting in again, right?
Right.
But I do think I don't know if it'll get to 20, though. Because I do think it's a little bit of attrition because of that. Some people will, not most, but some people will decide they don't want to do it anymore.
You know, last thing that I have on the contest, I was negotiating with a couple different groups to buy a percentage of their entry. And the one guy wanted to sell 99% of his entry.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of thought that was weird, how you would sell 99% of your entry. Now, he only had Chicago available today, so he knew that already. But
so someone bought the
99. Someone bought it.
Yeah. So the one remaining. So
you knew about this from the show. 99%.
Yeah.
He bought for $100,000.
The one person who had two entries left heading into this Christmas quirk of 45. Now there's 40.
That's right.
But he's the one person with two left. He decided, or they decided, I'm not sure who there, that they were going to buy that 99% just to have Chicago in the event, because they decided to go with their entries, two on Seattle. So they bought the 99% of the Chicago entry so that they are guaranteed to get through either way. Now, their entries will say Seattle, but if Chicago wins, they're still alive based on
their purchase.
They
have two entries. They're two Wall Street guys.
It's an interesting way to play it because either they're going to end up with two of the remaining 40 after tonight if Seattle wins, or one of the remaining 34 if
two out of 40 or one out of the remaining 34 if the Seahawks. Well, no, I didn't say that right. I always get confused with that.
It's confusing.
Two out of the remaining 40 or one out of the remaining 34. That's correct.
That's what does that mean?
That means that they're still probably rooting for Seattle because it's 1-20 versus 1-34.
Amazingly. Yeah. We talked about this on the show because Stephen told us about this particular situation. And so the one of the two guy, Wall Street guys, he's away on a 10-day cruise. He's away.
That's a great story, yes.
And his wife refuses to let him watch any sports when they're together.
So
he has no idea. Like, he didn't watch a single game. He's in this contest. I got to be real blunt.
Say it.
No, I'm just like how are you even with someone like that?
She is not the one, is what you're saying.
14 million. Oh, by the way, they weren't married. They were going away on the honeymoon.
Even worse.
It's set in stone here, well, pal. This is how your life's going to be the rest of your life.
Honeymoon means they just got married.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. That's how it pisses me off.
That's how honeymoons work.
Yeah.
No, but for you, let's just say maybe for him, maybe the love conquers all, Bill. You don't know. But for you, this would not be the one, given that same situation.
No, absolutely not.
It couldn't be for any of us.
They have a lot of money, obviously. They spent $100,000+ on this entry.
Yeah.
But I'm sure she controls the money. She's not even married yet, and she's controlling everything. Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Speaking of which, though,
yes,
my wife doesn't gamble at all. But we did go out to dinner. We were supposed to be away. I'm not supposed to even be here. I'm supposed to be out back east. But a situation came up where she had a little toothache, so she didn't want to trust it. Now she's fine. So we went to dinner the last two nights.
Glad she's better.
Yeah, I'm glad she's better, yeah. So we went out for holiday dinner. And I said, well, let's put some money in. And we went to South Point. I went to the Italian restaurant there. I always forget the name. But Don Vito's.
Don Vito's. So, in the corner. Excellent. In the corner there.
The place is great.
Yeah.
I'm tough on Italian food. Let me tell you, they had some good food there. Anyway, so I said, we'll go in. I didn't have a reservation. And I know they're sold out. It's Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Sold out. Place was packed. So I went in, of course. I go there every week, so I talk to my regular people there, and they even said, yeah, come by the later the better. So I said, okay, we'll come back in an hour, like 9 o'clock, and we'll go in, and I want to play some video poker or whatever. So I haven't sat down and played gamble with my wife in years and years. I mean, years. So I said, come on, we'll play some video poker. I know there's these 16-10 deuces, which are, they're called NSUD deuces. They're 99.72, a real high payout to the player. I said, let's play because we both have offers. Because I play under both of our cards, so I'm ratting myself out. But most places let you gamble under your wife's card and your card. Mm-hmm. The problem becomes when you're gambling under Gil Alexander's card or Joe Blow's card.
Right.
That becomes the problem now for a lot of casinos. You're picking up their free play. You're only playing minimal. You're not giving a regular play like that person would give. But we'll talk about this after the break here. We'll come back and talk about how frustrated I was, surprised that she got.
She's sitting there
gambling. She hated it. She's like, this machine's terrible. Like, I'm just thinking about we're here 10 minutes. We're playing a 99.7 game, and she's upset about it.
She had opinions about it.
Yeah, $5 a hand. Anyway.
That's awesome. Well, she would let you watch a football game if $14 million was on the line, that's for sure. More with the Crackman, at Bill Crackman with a K, by the way, for Billy. It's next on A Numbers Game.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Are you the type of guy? Are you the kind of player who wants to drop $10,000 or more on an NFL line at the best price in the market? Or maybe you're looking for instant acceptance on your in-game bets? Well, you need Sporttrade, the app that's revolutionizing sports betting with -104 lines instead of the standard -110. Instant in-game betting at a dedicated concierge player service. Sporttrade delivers a premium betting experience like no other. Now live in New Jersey, Colorado, Iowa, Arizona, and Virginia. Download Sporttrade today. Use code VSIN to earn 10% cash back on every wager during your first week. Terms apply. Got to be 21 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate y'all. Best listeners of the game. This is from Juan Sotonim. I hope I'm saying that right. Joseph Whipple 7 is what is the handle. He says, Beyonce. He says, I miss the marching bands and Up With People. Up With People reference. Only oldsters will know this reference. Jason Starr says, I agree on the marching bands, though. Up with people is no loss. The numbers, guys. I have a couple tickets on Steelers under 10.5 season wins. So do I. He says, I got a hedge, right? Bengals can't possibly take care of business, can they? Happy holidays. Well, we'll see if it even means anything to the Bengals by that point. That's the thing. Jeff Staples, an Ohio State natty, Lamar Jackson MVP parlay pays 12.5-1 on the Hard Rock app. Get on it, Kelly Bidlin, while you're in Florida. Todd Bubba Horwitz, crack sporting the Psycho Bunny logo. I wish you both happy Hanukkah, happy New Year, and for no tie tonight. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. If we have a tie, we both lose.
Imagine that. Thanks for even mentioning that, Todd. Jeez, I forgot that rule.
He said, you guys are the best. You're the best, Todd, Bubba Horwitz. And then James Spivey, the survivor entrant on his honeymoon, should have gave her the door test. This is just the tip of the iceberg, he says.
That's what I said. It's the tip of the iceberg,
man.
Also, thank Brian Young and Ryan Hyatt for their tweets. Thank you very much.
Oh, guys. Ryan Hyatt with a great tweet. What was Brian Young? Still got all my conference calls were canceled today, so I could listen to Unscripted with Gilly and Crack. Just missing Kelly. And Ryan Hyatt, want to see two pros in action. He says, check out Gil and Bill working on Boxing Day. Yes, it's Boxing Day. Happy Boxing Day, Canada. Do you say that? Happy Boxing Day? The day after Christmas. Devotion to the people dedicated to exposing knuckleheads everywhere. That's what we're doing. So your wife, well, get back to your wife for a second. She got mad.
I can imagine was,
at the machine.
Put $200. We're playing $5 a hand, fooling around, playing a great game. By the way, yeah. I wish all the casinos had this particular game with promotions and stuff, and some cash back and stuff. It could be in your favor when they have 2 months out of the year. They give you $50 gift cards. So for every 8,000 points, like it's a positive play a couple times a year, and your weekly cash back depending on what you get. So I said, well, you know, we have comps to eat, of course, based on the cards, and. Just that alone. I go to that restaurant, Don Vito's, every single week. Mm-hmm. Every single Monday. I mean, usually Monday, Tuesday, early in the week, I like to go. But I'm in one of the restaurants in South Point every week. So, and I don't pay. I never paid for a meal. So it happened joining the club, having the card. I'm not trying to give South Point such a big plug.
They deserve it, though. Michael Gaughan, good.
Yeah.
Great
so,
operation.
I give her $200 to sit next to me, and I'm playing. We're both playing. We're playing five grocery dollars a hand. She's, you know, 20 minutes in. She's got 120 left of the 200.
So she's lost. She's down 80. She's stuck 80.
And she turns to me and says, and she actually used these words. She goes, this game's very hard to win. You know, it's such short-term variance of playing for 20 minutes. She's like, and then she's automatically thinking to myself, God, I could have done something. We could have done something else with this money. Like, she doesn't realize. She knows nothing about why you put the volume through to get X, like your dinner's free, that's worth 200. Like, you know, she doesn't even. And by the way, I've actually ran really good there, for the year. So I'm actually up money plus getting all the free meals. Like she doesn't know any of that though. Cause she doesn't go, she actually doesn't go to dinner with me a lot.
Yeah.
She likes to prepare her own food. She's a total opposite of me, total health nut. You know, like
she's very fit. She's
gym
very,
every day. Yeah. You know me. I don't even talk to people named Jim.
What's interesting about that though is like, you know, she became frazzled by being 80 stuck 80.
She was mad. By the way, it's my money, but she's mad. Yeah,
right,
she was mad.
But again, that gets to the DNA difference between how we are,
right,
how we live our lives versus, you know, normal humans.
Yes,
if I may call us the abnormal ones, because
yep.
I remember my first thing. So. In my 20s, in a different life, I hosted a music video show in D.C. So after Arsenio was out, they had a music video show right after Arsenio was on. And I was the host of the show. And for 2 weeks, we went to the Caribbean to do shows. This is a totally different life. And in the Caribbean, there are certain islands that have casinos. And it was just me and a cameraman. It was on the CBS affiliate in D.C. And he's the nicest guy in the world. Dave, if you're out there, great memories we had there in the Caribbean, because we would go from island to island. We would shoot scenes. You know, here's a video. We just introduced videos and stuff. But we went to a casino. I want to say it was San Martin, because there's a Dutch side and a French side, and whichever side the casino was in. And I remember I'm sitting there playing whatever, and he lost $20 in maybe 17 seconds, right, on something. And his face turned beet red.
Wow, he's not a gambler.
And he goes, what do you mean? It's gone? I was like, yeah, man, you lost it. It's just gone like that? That was it. That was his. He walked out of there.
Wow.
And I bet you to this day, he has never returned to a casino.
Wow.
But it just shows the difference between people, right?
Yeah, good for him. No. So we go to dinner, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
No, that's a good story you have about people, you know, that, that value their money so much and they work so hard and, and they don't have that bug. As soon as they get the bug, it's over.
Yeah.
You know? So we go to dinner, and I tip the busser always ahead of time. I want to make sure, just keep my drinks filled. You know, neither one of us drank, but just keep my diet soda and keep my water filled. You know, so I want to make sure I give the busser a sawbuck, give him $10. Always give the guy, the bus boy. That's the most important part of me going to eat a lot, is making sure the bus boy, you know, knows that I like to keep refills. So how did this come up? I have no idea. I know how it came up. Oh, I can't mention how it came up, though. It came up because of going to dinner earlier in the month. I went to dinner with some guys in early December, and there was a something came up about the tip at the end, and I just was pretty shocked, you know, that the way something came up about. So, I'll just tell you. So
yeah,
someone
please.
Didn't want to tip. The bill came. It was a large group of us. It was like seven of us. And the bill came, it was like $1,000. And they were like, no. The one guy said, no. What's the pre-taxed amount before the you know, so it's 910 or whatever it was. You know, that's the 20% based on that. Actually, he said 18%. But, you know, that's okay. But I was invited to this dinner. It wasn't my thing.
Yeah.
But he was saying, no, it's 910.
But you're dying when you hear
I'm
this.
I'm dying.
You're dying.
It's $1,000. Give him $200.
Yeah.
If you, and by the way, that's my starting point. If I like the waiter, he's going to get an extra 100. If he, the staff in general, you know, and you know, we talked about this here before. You know,
you're not there.
A bottle of wine. Take the wine off.
Stop.
So, I start to tell her about the story. She is so street smart, even though she doesn't go to dinner a couple more than three or four times, maybe five times a year we go to dinner together. But just being around me all these years, she said, "I swear to you, touch a Bible." She said, only an effing nit, N-I-T, does that. And I was like, wow.
Where'd she learn that? She doesn't curse.
Very rare. And, you know, she curses. And I didn't know she knew the word nit.
Which is a poker term, right?
I was like, she goes, listen.
For being
my
very...
friends, I go out with my friends. She pays for her friends. And she, I gave her that speech years ago about, you know, her friends have, I don't want to say no money, but they're struggling along, whatever, all the, you know, kids and things that we don't have and expenses we don't have. So she says, and my friends tip on the full amount, the full 20%. That who doesn't tip on that? So I just thought, I was like, wow, you are so street smart. You're very good. I actually complimented her at dinner. I couldn't believe that she knew. I didn't know she even knew the word knit. But so you have to tip. Listen, my bill, they have a special going on at South Point, by the way. They had a special. I put it on my Twitter. For 10 days of Christmas, with your points, if you pay with your points, which I have plenty of points, they only charge 50%. So the bill came to like $40 last night for the bill. But the waitress is so good. She's so attentive to us throughout the whole year. Now, just like you tip your mailman or your garbage man, people are probably saying, you tip your mailman? Yeah, well, that's what, you know, years ago, you used to tip your mailman. Yeah. It was individualized service. Yeah.
Your mail carrier bill is what you mean?
Yeah. That's right. Mail carrier. Sorry. Mailman.
I'm kidding.
But so you give the waitress $100. It means so much to her. You know?
Absolutely.
Just because it's the end of the year. Yeah. She's been so good for my wife's all for it. She loves tipping. She loves spending money on helping people out. And, you know, she's the one that came up with, we give money every month to a couple charities. And she's the one that came up with, but I always tell her, don't fall for that. Those things on TV. There's some bad commercials on TV try to make you feel bad. I think they're making 90% of the money.
That's true. You don't know where it's going. Let me ask you a question about the tipping thing, because we often stray into this. You used to live where I live now.
Yep.
Did you used to tip the valet guys all the time? Did you used to tip the people at the front desk? At the end of the year?
I would tip front desk guys. Yeah, every high rise I've
lived
in.
Selected ones, right? Not everybody.
Yeah,
selected
as long as they
ones.
Don't split it. I'll ask them if they split it, too. I said, you guys split tips, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's funny, that building, when I lived in that high rise, they tried to shake me down.
What do you mean?
$300 a month. They said, listen, Bill, it's $300 a month if you want to keep your car up front here.
Oh, because you wanted it up front.
I wanted it up front. Yeah.
Oh, no, so, they bring it to me every morning up front.
Yeah, I want it up front. So, I would get, by the way, I would give them $10 anyway. I would give them $10 every day. That's $300, 30 days. I mean,
I don't know if I'm giving them 10 every day, but I'm giving them every day.
No, but even $5 is let me tell you something, Gil.
Yeah.
I lived in these buildings for years. The building I'm in now, too. 99% don't even tip.
By the way, Bill,
they give nothing. 95% give nothing.
Coming back. Crack, man.
The Sports Betting Network.
Coming up top of the hour after a numbers game, Money Moves with Stormy Bonatoni. Stormy back in the chair today with Matt Brown. Each and every Thursday, it's Stormy and Matt. I got to keep reminding myself it's Thursday, by the way. It feels like Friday after Christmas. That's from noon to 2 Eastern, then Prop Points with John Hanson from 2 to 3, and then Make It Rain with Adam Schein. I think Seidenberg's in the chair once again today from 3 to 4 Eastern right here at Visa, the Sports Betting Network. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. This is from Bees Bets. What is the video poker you were talking about on VSiN with Gil?
It's called Not So Ugly Deuces, NSUD Deuces. You can go to VPFreeNumber2.com, and that shows you every single casino's layout, where the good games are. So you could just click on South Point there, and it'll show you. Yeah. And then you can go to Michael Shackelford's site. He has a good site, too. I just can't think of it right now. Oh, Wizard of Odds.
Wizard of Odds.
Yeah,
great site.
.com. This for free strategy.
Let me get to the other tweets in a minute. But first, I want to give the G-Bank best bets of the day. G-Bank, the official bank of VSiN. We do this every day on the show. Every day, every show on the network with our G-Bank best bets of the day. Mine again in football, besides the Chiefs yesterday. I am on Washington. I got the worst of it. I'm -4.5 against Atlanta. It's actually 4 now. I'm also on the Panthers plus the points against the Bucks, and I'm on the Lions Monday night. I got the best of that. I believe that's 4 now. I'm Lions -3.5 at the San Francisco 49ers. Tim Murray was kind enough to come on the show. VSiN's own college football podcast host, and of course, college football tailgate show host, Tim Murray. He's on Vandy tomorrow in college football plus the points against Georgia Tech. He's on Georgia in the college football national championship quarterfinals. Georgia on the money line against his Fighting Irish. He's also on Texas laying the points against Arizona State in the quarterfinals. And then other random bowl games. Also tomorrow, he's on Syracuse laying -13.5 against Wazoo. Anything under 14 he liked. And then later in bowl season, he's on UConn, BYU, and Michigan. As the Bulls ratchet up now in terms of volume. Zach Cohen, three plays in the NBA tonight. Pelicans plus the point. Hornets -4 versus the Wizards. Hornets, Wizards, catch the fever. Zach says he's going to watch that game. Oh, my. Pacers plus the points tonight in the NFL on Sunday. He's on the Vikings money line against the Green Bay Packers. G-Bank, the official bank of VSiN, where you get all your best bets every day right here on the show. And again, once again, on every show here on the network. If you're serious about sports betting, you need the G-Bank Visa Signature Card. Most credit cards treat sportsbook and gaming transactions as cash advances. Even when you put your own money on the card, G-Bank treats gaming transactions as purchases. So you're typically saving up to 3 to 5% on cash advance fees right there. Right now, for a limited time, you'll receive a $250 bonus after you spend $1,000. In the first 90 days, apply now at VSiN.com/GBank. That's VSiN.com/GBank. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions apply. Gil Alexander, Bill Krakenberger. You can follow him on Twitter at Bill Crackman with a K. The name of his podcast is Wise Cracks with John Orlando and Bill Krakenberger. Some more tweets here for you, Bill. He says, Jason, ice cold gambler. Gil, tell Bill don't ever go to dinner with that group of seven that doesn't want to tip on a full bill. Definitely don't take that group to the sushi spot. That's for sure.
Yes. And I still don't know where the sushi spot is, by the way. So you have to tell me off air.
Okay. Fezzik, South Point runner. So Crackman went to dinner with Fezzik last week. No, Fezzik's a great tipper, isn't he?
Unbelievable tipper.
Yeah.
What did they say?
Fezzik, South Point runner, is trying to throw Fezzik under the bus by saying that apparently he was the guy who was nickel and diming on the tip.
Let me tell you
all.
Something.
He's the best tipper in town.
He's a better tipper than me.
Yeah.
And I tip. I told you, we did like a simple transaction at the counter here, and he, like, no money changed hands. He gave the guy $20. I mean, he's a great, Fezzik's a really, Well, I'll tell you what.
Well, can we talk about that for a second?
The poor guy gets. I mean, but he brings a lot of the stuff on himself.
He brings it on himself. I tell him when he's here on air. I say, Steve, what's your problem, man? By the way, he spent all of Christmas Day on Twitter just going back and forth about some nonsense.
Oh, it's crazy.
I was like, dude, no, enjoy
an internal sickness.
Christmas.
Sorry, Steve.
Spend it with your son, man.
So I get it.
Jance Copperpot. I don't get some people and not understanding that people live off of tips. You always tip 20%. Even if I get subpar service, I tip 20%. I may even go higher if someone is in a foul mood because they'll remember me next time.
That's important.
That is important.
Recognition.
Yeah.
Knowing I like a different chair or whatever it may be, like a certain, yeah, anything. Knowing what you like. Knowing I like a soda, a diet soda with a refill with no ice.
Yeah.
Like knowing that stuff. Recognition. Very good, James.
Hero to one at Rocket Juice. The Casino Royale in San Martin, Gil. It might have been the Casino Royale. It was so many years ago, but it was in San Martin. And then Joe C714, as much as we go to Vegas living in SoCal, we've never gone the weekend after New Year's. Is it a slow time of year? Thanks. We have to talk about this. Bill?
Good question.
Now, he's saying after New Year's.
Yeah, I was thinking after Christmas.
I was thinking after Christmas, too.
Well, you know it's because it's packed, right?
Okay, so we got to talk about
it's
this.
Packed.
We talked about this last year, too.
Yeah.
Before the pandemic.
Very good.
We could count on, right, all the years you've been in Vegas, all the years I've been in Vegas, on vacation even at this time of year. We could count on the run-up to Christmas being the slowest time of year. Like, you could almost see the tumbleweed go through the casino hallways. It was so slow. Since the pandemic, and I've been asking people why this is, and you know what the most interesting answer I heard was? The answer was, people are just different now. Which I think is the correct answer.
That is the correct answer.
It's not about prices being different.
No.
But Vegas is never more packed than it was last year at this time of year and now this time of year.
It's going to be so packed.
There's
it's
so, many,
so busy.
And there's so many kids here too. If you go up to the Aria, nothing but kids.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is happening here?
You can keep them.
But now what about... By the way, may I make a correction? Earlier you said, we don't have the responsibilities of kids, so we don't have those expenses. I go, trust me, I don't have kids, but I still have the expenses of kids with some kids I love.
Right.
What about after New Year's, what Joe C. was talking about?
Yeah, after New Year's is probably a good week. I never realized that.
I never thought about that.
It's probably a good week to
the conventions haven't quite started yet. Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably a good week. Going back to the just to finish, I don't know, we talk about this all the time. There's a good article came out on the New York Post about tipping the other day. I read the Post almost every day. So there's a good article, and it's about who you're supposed to tip. So on your list, yes, it's on there. This person says, yes, your doorman, your front desk. And these are all people that live in high-rises. So,
right. Well, if it's a doorman, you kind of know the one or two.
The doorman, of course.
At a building like this where we have like 20 different people.
Right.
Do you just pick your favorites?
Your favorites. Yeah. I'm not tipping people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your newspaper delivery man, the mailman, your the manicure person, your hairstylist, your chauffeur, your bodyguard, your secretaries. Now, this article's pretty funny.
Well.
This is wealthy New Yorkers are spending as much as $50,000 tipping for the holidays.
Your chauffeur,
your bodyguard. I forgot the last word. It's just
awesome.
Kind of funny, though.
I forgot to tip my chauffeur.
Yeah, your secretaries, your staff.
Yeah.
And, tipping is a real important part if you expect service throughout the year. So that was one thing there.
Jake Benziquin, who has the Survivor entry, we were here at Circa yesterday, and Jeff Benson was kind enough to have us have the booth. And we're not drinkers, so the poor wait staff, the young lady who was waiting on us, we felt bad, but we made sure that the tip would have been commensurate with what would happen if we stayed there all day and did drink the proper amount, proper in quotes, what she would be used to.
This is the last show for the year, right?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right, so I wanted to, the year end, I wanted to give some people thanks.
Please.
You, first of all, Mr. Gill, your staff at VEASAN.
That's what I was
Staff is
say.
Great.
Yes.
Staff is absolutely great here.
Can I name them by name?
Sure.
Because I had it listed
Please
right
do.
Here. Wyatt Tomczyk, by the way. First of all, Kelly Bidlin, who's not here. Obviously, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to him. He's enjoying a vacation. Wyatt, who is in for Kelly, and Wyatt is here every day behind the glass. Wyatt Tomczyk, who also takes care of the Megapod and guessing lines every week, who does such a great job and has been a great producer this week as well. Savannah, who's back there, she's always keeping me on my toes with the order of events here. Darnell, who keeps it all together on the show. Roberta Moreno, who not only works on the show, but also then tweets in at us, which is an interesting thing because he probably should be doing other things. Him as well. Who am I forgetting, guys? So many folks. Brendan, of course, for God's sakes, Brendan, who is with us every single day here on the show. And it couldn't be done without any of those folks. And so, yes, a big thanks to all of them on this Christmas. And
yeah, no, I wanted to
get into the new year.
Get our listeners and the viewers.
Yes.
Fantastic. And even the ones that comment on things and stuff, I try to get back to a lot of them. There are lots of really astute people, good people. My wife, not easy to put up with me. So I know I'm a human hurricane. I just am.
Human hurricane.
God that I let her retire 10 years ago to take care of me. Basically, that's her job. And I gave her a line from the Honeymooners show a couple of days ago. I said, "I catch the fish, you cook the fish. The only time we're together when we eat the fish." You know,
so, that's great.
Yeah, no,
the only time together when we eat the fish.
No, but I'm going to try to be
romantic.
So my wait, you're supposed to have something that you actually, what's the word, you give up something for next year or something, like, you know, when for
Lent.
For the holiday, like for New Year resolution. That's the word.
Resolution.
I'm going to be try to be more compassionate towards these people that bet parlays and are suckers.
Okay.
I'm a little tough on stuff. I'm kind of waving in the towel a little bit. I'm going to try to help them out a little bit more and try to understand what even my co-host on shows that I do, you know, that no matter what I say, it doesn't matter. They're still going to bet their 5, 6, 8 teamers. And I understand. I get it. But it's the reason why the sports books are in business. That's what I'll finish out with.
I tried to give the crew, everybody, $100 future. Everybody gets $100.
Oh,
everybody
that's nice.
Gets a future. I did it last year. They all were like, kind of like, whatever. I'll see if this crew wants that same thing this year.
Awesome.
We'll see. Happy New Year to you. We've done all we can
Happy
do.
New Year.
Stormy and Matt next, right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.